Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to be here with you all. Blog talkers, welcome. Glad to have you aboard. We look forward to your phone calls. And we have to bear in mind that we are now bearing down on Christmas. And people on Saturdays and Fridays, but we'll talk about Saturday right now, will often be unavailable for the show on Saturdays. So we'll carry on, do our best. And Facebook, same for you. Anybody who'd like to catch us live as we are streaming, go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. We'll be happy to acknowledge your existence once you arrive. So here we are. Yeah.
Why are you silent?
Because there's very little reason right now to...
No, there's always a reason. The show gets posted and recorded, too, forever and ever after we're done. People are
okay, so let's remember, everybody, I'm using ordinary playing cards for these readings. It's the way I was taught and no other type of, I guess, cards are implemented in this method. So just bear that in mind. They are ordinary playing cards. A distinction needs to be made. That it is not tarot, and we're not using oracle cards, although Jim is going to tell you about the card he's going to provide you with. And I also would like to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers and when we turn to Facebook to fill in the gaps between phone calls if they're few and far between. So I just want y'all to know that this is my preferred method. I enjoy doing it this way. And actually, I'm using the official personal prophecy card reading layout to get a chance to see that. So with that, I'm going to turn y'all over to Jimbo.
Welcome, folks. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd like to remind the folks out there, we have folks watching, I see, that if you are international, you must let your presence be known and tell us where you are internationally from, and we'll give you a live international shout-out. And anytime, it doesn't have to be at the beginning. You'll see folks will roll in during the course of the show from all over the globe, and we will welcome them with international shout-outs. Same with you. If you call in and you're international, and they do, let us know. We'll give you one on the radio. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
And I guess we could go to our first caller.
I haven't even come close.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Sorry.
And when you call that number, when you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true as true can be. You will hear the show, or at least hold music before the show. If any time you hear silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That's the biggest rule of thumb on Blog Talk. No silence. There's always some noise. Us, we're the music. Facebookers, we shall, and you guys have known it by now, that we will switch to you when there are gaps. They cannot be predicted. Sometimes there's a lot of gaps. Monday, Tuesday, we had nothing but that because Blog Talk was down. So we were all Facebook happy on Monday and Tuesday. So if we do, we'll formally announce into the Facebook world verbally, and I'll type it in because typing, there's no delay with the type. Oh. I will type that in, and then we'll make it clear that you can messenger Deborah Lee. and we'll explain. You have to be friends, and if you're new, that's not a big deal. You can accomplish that right here on the spot, and we can walk you through it if you are brand new and you want to do a messenger chat. All right, either way, no matter how you're getting your reading, when you hear the Harps International, shout out to Virgil in the UK.
And yes, we do, Virgil. We get so many calls from Manchester.
We don't get them over the phone line because they're not independently wealthy.
Right, they can't call.
Unlimited worldly plans.
But we do get visitors.
Messenger calls, it's all you got to have is an internet connection. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's all you got to have. You're already paying for internet, or you're using internet at a restaurant. Then you're good, right? You don't have to pay any cha-ching for, like, international cell phone shit. Anyway, we'll do that again. The harps, angels, harps, little paintings of angels playing harps. Anyway, the symbolism there is, the one that doesn't make sense is that your reading for Deborah is going to come to an end. We had to have some kind of a noise to signify that your free reading is concluding. All good things must come to an end. It's concluding. But the part that does have a connection is, we will give you a single card, and it'll be a healing angel card tonight. So that is the significance of the harp. So when you hear the harps, let your reading conclude, let it end. There's other people, other times you can call back. You're always welcome to the secondlovedoctor.com internet webpage and arrange for a private reading. Then you don't have to worry about people bothering you with harp sounds and stuff like that to make your reading end. Remember, single card, don't hang up. Wait. Single card when you hear the harps, and then we'll move on to the next poison. Let's see. Today, my hair snags on something. It is Veterans Day today in the United States of America.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I think other countries also kind of, because the armistice type thing that was going down, and so I think the other countries too. A lot of them have some. And the international folks can let us know if they have some kind of a similar day today on November 11th.
Well, Rachel was speaking from
Suzanne Australia. From Scotland. International shout out.
Hello there, Miss Suzanne.
I think Rachel told us yesterday, did she not?
Rachel, yes, she did.
We'll ask her again when she comes back. She will be here. See, here's the deal. Here's why. Typically, we try to start, if the world's perfect and we're not, we try to start the show 5 minutes before we go live on Block Talk because we know there's notifications are delayed. They're slow to get out. So by the time, in the perfect world, we start at 5 minutes to the hour. And then when the hour comes around, there's a bunch of people here ready for the official start. But it did not happen today. We had a couple little minor little, just not even technical, just minor stuff. And we fixed it and we started late. So that's why people are just rolling in now. But it is what it is.
Bear in mind, Archangel Michael is always around. You know, you can call on him using his name. Archangel Michael, please come to me.
Yeah, you can, if you want, you can pray to a specific archangel. Now, technically, it shouldn't matter, but a lot of them have different areas of their, like almost like saints. Some of them have different areas of expertise and things that they would be willing to help you better at than other archangels. You know, like saints, some saints you pray for this, saint for that. I think some of the archangels are like that too. Some of them have different, like, which one? One of them has emerald healing stuff. I can't remember which one that is. It's in the card sometime. They talk
Gabriel.
About I don't think it's, I don't know. I think, I don't remember who it is. But actually, now if we would have had the other deck we had the other day, that angel card deck doesn't have a fancy name. She said it did when she ordered it, but that was the
Suzanne Virgil beat you to it.
But that one has messages from all sorts of, and also the deck we use on Mondays, Archangel Michael deck, he does pull that guy and some other ones too. He pulls them in on that, even though it's his oracle card. Every once in a while,
he goes,
Archangel so and so and I are going to do this for you. Every once in a while, he pulls them in on one of those cards. So it's cool. It's a good deck of cards, but we like to spread, you know, mix them up. Not do the same thing every night. Variety is the spice of life, they say.
Soon, the personal prophecy oracle deck. Well, I guess we have to call it an oracle deck because it's a deck that you can.
We have to
from.
Look that up and see if that's proper that we must. I don't know that we must. This one doesn't use the word oracle anywhere in this description for this deck.
Yeah. Well,
this one doesn't
true.
Use that. When that time comes, we'll make sure we give it the proper nomenclature that it deserves, and we'll look all that information up, you know.
We'll make sure we know what we're doing.
We'll make sure we know what we're doing, because once you do it, you put it out there, it's there. So you don't want to, you know.
Well, there's Miss Catherine.
Yes, down in the land of Gators.
Gatorland.
Gatorland. Florida Gators, at University of Florida Gators. Yep,
and real Gators.
Well, I'm just saying, but yeah, that's why they name that team. That,
you know those puppies? I guess I'm calling them puppies, but it's a different name or word. they can really move. I mean, if they want to, they can really.
And usually it's just for short
speed.
Yeah, it's usually just quick short distance strikes. They usually like to be stealthy and they're not gonna run 100 yards after their prey. That's not how they operate. They operate when things get close enough. Whoosh, lunge heat.
And 198 pounds of Burmese pythons. No spiders. Gotta have some spiders.
Well, the problem, Florida's got a lot of stuff that is not indigenous that people have released, and it's screwing up the ecosystem. A lot of places are having that, but especially down there.
Like what happened.
A lot of people are releasing
Wisconsin
things.
And Minnesota with those, what's the name of that flying fish?
Yellow pino.
I cannot think of the name.
But
it infiltrated the lakes and streams, and it became quite a problem.
I'm not really a huge fish guy,
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess
it's not my thing, It is not my thing. So anyway, yes, it's Rachel hasn't showed up yet because I was hoping maybe she'd roll in, but she's probably gets a notification even later. Seems like that she doesn't roll in right away. Plus, hell for her, it's Sunday morning,
Oh well, you know what, Suzanne? There's some kind of issue also with Facebook. That you can't always see everybody
you can't get what you need.
It's a hit and miss operation here.
It's free software and you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You don't pay anything except with your time and your patience and you get pissed off at it a lot. So do we get that going for us?
Yeah, so here we are.
Here we are. We have callers. But like I say, we started everything late, so we kind of we drag our feet a little bit, first of all. It's a Saturday night, so we're not at a big super rush. I don't have to get up very early.
Another Saturday night.
There's a million Saturday night on SAT. You are money. Yeah. There's that. That's from what's his face, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the dude that became Nabed Gabed, but he was like catfish something. What was that?
Oh, Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens. That's who sang that, right? Saturday night,
Then he went,
I am Ahmed Hamid Gabed Gabed Jabed.
And he ended up on the no-fly list.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he says, I'm going to go visit England and then come back. And then I said, oh, no there, Jackface. You're on the no-fly list, so you can figure out what you're going to do in England.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to keep you forever either. But you ain't coming back to the U.S., dickweed. Yep.
Oh, she's getting a lot of rain, Catherine is.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do get that.
Well, now you're getting what you didn't get.
But she also said they haven't had any for
about
3 weeks. We are, I think, we went from drought. We go through cycles, then all of a sudden we get a whole bunch and we catch up and go ahead of rainfall. I think we're back on the other end now, where we're below now again.
Well, the snow will make up.
Life's a cycle. Life is a cycle,
Yeah.
The snow ain't getting no goddamn snow.
Oh, you like snow.
I love snow. I love it. I like to get it every single freaking year. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because you know what?
What?
It's way better than that freaking rain at the same temperature. I'd rather have snow than 45-degree rain. That's miserable. Miserable. Just knock that temperature down 10 degrees. Give me some snow. And I can just brush that off. I don't get soaking wet. Brush it off.
And Virgil, there's a lot of controversy around that. About the death of that Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, don't you know he's the one that was... He was grooming all those underage girls.
Oh, one of those things.
And wasn't he friends with Prince Andrew? To me...
The world is a conspiracy.
Was a very nice-looking man in earlier years. But did he need some... youngster, a kid. Guess I just don't get it.
Nobody gets it except other freaks.
Yeah, and Clinton, there's word that Clinton was involved. I don't know.
Conspiracy theories. You can just start. That was the problem a lot of with the internet.
What?
A lot of people just started I can type shit now, so I'll type it. I can make it look official. The more official I make it, then people just read it, start believing. Oh my God, you see that? Clinton was banging little kids. It's like, Jesus Christ.
It's like Kevin Costner is supposed to be dating Reese Witherspoon, and her rep came out and said, oh, Get out of here. No.
I don't know why he's, actually, I don't know why he said it like that.
He didn't say it. People pick it up.
No, as you said, the rep said it.
The rep said, yeah, there's no
reason. Okay, but you made it sound like he was beneath her or something.
Well, he's too old.
She's not a fucking young spring chicken anymore either. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You bet she's in her 40s at least. At least. Probably 50s, I bet. I don't know. Somebody.
No. Like, maybe. I don't.
She's been doing shit for a while. She just looked young as hell in her day, but she might have been 30.
Suzanne, that's the thing. When it rains first and then you get the snow, that's when it gets very slick out there.
Well, and it depends on, you know how it is. It depends on the temperature. Yeah. If you're not a typical super northern state that gets the temperature drop on a consistent basis, you don't get the frost that sets in the ground. So small amounts of snow just melt on the ground because the ground's too warm. You know, you have to have the frost set in.
Do they maintain the roads where y'all live? We don't really get maintenance for the winter because we only have like a million people in the city and 4 snowplows.
No, they have a lot of snowplows here, but they just don't know what to do with them.
So
what they try to do here a lot of the times
is
they try to pre-treat the roads.
Yeah.
They'll dump a little of the salt sand mixture out on a lot of the major places a little bit ahead of time. You can't put it out too much ahead of time or the cars will dust it all away if it's out there too long. They try to do it a little bit before, right before it comes, which is, that's actually kind of smart. But if you get one of those weather patterns that come in as a rain that turns to snow, that rain's going to wash all that shit away. So they can't really pre-treat it then.
That's true.
So it's a game. It's a game. And, you know, they don't know what they're doing around.
There she is.
Rachel, international shout out to Rachel in Australia. Holy goat. Hey, Rachel, what'd she tell us?
Yes.
When is Veterans Day in the land of the Aussies? I believe it was yesterday because you are on Sunday the 12th there. Am I correct? And we shall wait for her response. And then we'll go to you callers. I know you callers are like wondering WTF. We'll go to you. Relax. Relax. Just remember, it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about that conspiracy theory, Virgil. I'm talking about all the wild-ass connections. Like, oh, yeah, this guy, that guy, and this guy, and that guy.
What did he say? Where is he?
He said it's not a conspiracy. He was convicted in a crime. I know he was convicted of that shit. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the conspiracy. Like, oh, he has connections with fucking Mars and Putin and the Jupiter, people on Jupiter, that kind of stuff.
Well,
they
were talking about that he was murdered. Wasn't he supposedly...
Yeah, whatever. There's a lot of people, suicide, murder, you know. If you actually aren't an investigator, you can speculate all you want. If you can't put your hands on the documents, talk to the investigator. We can sit here and you can have an opinion and I can have an opinion and we both could be fucking wrong. Nobody knows.
Right, it was yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Catherine's filling us in, yeah.
That's what I thought she said.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think,
which is today for us.
I think everybody
which
is today
either
for us. A... Oh, Christmas shopping.
Well, we got.
Or
we
B,
got. We got.
Oh, getting drunk.
We have, folks.
Others, the gang.
Well, we've got about 7-8 people here. Not everybody types, but they're here. And well, I guess we can start hitting our caller list.
What do we have? Oh.
We have. Well, we had 3. We got 2 now, but I'm sure some people drop and they come back. It happens. That is life. Life in the fast lane. Ah, interesting. We shall take our first caller, and first caller we shall take. Area code 401 in Rhode Island. 401, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, you're very welcome. And you are?
My name is Terry. I spoke to you guys a few weeks ago.
I remember the Rhode Island because we don't get a lot of Rhode Island news. That I remember, no. Yep, I was like, oh, Rhode Island, yes, indeed. In the Continental Congress with the representative from Rhode Island, like to speak. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, with it being such a memorable, you know, a significant day, I should say, it's memorable for me in many ways. Also, 11/11, I saw your show was on, so here I am. I wanted to call in. So thanks for taking my call.
11/11.
We're glad you did.
It is 11/11. It does have that nice ring to it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Oh, it is.
It is.
11/11. Yep. 11/11. Like, make the list, you know? So.
Well, and what is the significance of that, Deb?
I don't
11,
know.
So
I don't
one.
Know.
So 11, what is
the
that?
Ones, yeah, our angel numbers.
Yeah, that's not my thing, but you guys know that. Yep, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah. I see them often, so. Yeah.
Well, you've got angels guiding you. Then I have a son who sees them everywhere as well. Mm-hmm. So some of us aren't that special.
I see dead people.
I never see any special numbers. No. Yes, when our lady in Australia is saying angels are present 11:11. Mm-hmm. There, we got angels. Well, tell us, Carrie, what's bringing you to the show? What's on your mind?
I bet those angels are staying the hell away from that Gaza Strip crap. I bet they're smart.
And now,
well,
yeah.
It's been a crazy week. So, I mean, going from that, where I worked, there was a protest on Thursday, and then I had yesterday off. You're not wrong about that. There's just a lot going on, I think, in the world and the energy for people individually. Not the best week for me. I misplaced my wallet yesterday when I was getting my car. Not that I'm calling about that, but I wanted to share that. So I've been
Did you find it?
I'm sorry?
Did you find it?
Did you get it? Find it?
No. Nope. No. You know, and I don't expect to. It's one of those things where I woke up today and I can either mope around about it. I mean, the banks are closed. For me, at least, because of the holiday, and you know, just you kind of have to kind of use your resources and say, if there's somebody out there that finds it and they return it, awesome. And if not, then they might have needed it more than I do, and I can replace the things in the wallet. I like more important.
Yeah,
everything was in it. Yeah, it just fell out when I was closing my driver door, and I didn't realize it. Went back, and it was gone.
You know what, though, typically the people that take those things and use them, they don't actually need that. They're just ass wipes that are thieves.
Right. So there's been no
a lot of homeless and needy people will go out of their way to turn that in.
I'm keeping the faith on that. I documented it, but you know, no activity on the cards. There was just some cash in there. So I'm sure that was probably, you know, hey, and like I said, if paying it forward.
Check in the place where you were parked.
I'm sure she did.
Well, just saying.
No, of course she didn't. She wouldn't do that.
A lot of times, people will turn it back in.
Oh, yeah. I checked with them, and, you know, they were very responsive. It literally was a window of, like, 30 minutes, and it was right when, like, it was, like, 5:30. It was busy, a busy time in a busy parking lot, and just kind of squeezing into the car. But, you know, I woke up today, like, I could let this upset me for the rest of my weekend, or I can also be appreciative of, you know, in remembrance of Veterans Day and acknowledging, you know what, I'm here, you know, we have our freedoms, and there's just a lot to be grateful for.
And there's nothing you can do. You don't have the power to rewind time, so what are you going to do, get an ulcer? All you can do is be proactive and start shutting all those cards down. Yep.
Do you remember when this happened to me, Michael Boss?
I do remember.
It was a couple.
You left it on the chair.
Yes, and they stole my purse.
Well, 99.9% likely, because it was right there next to them.
Yeah, they were right there. And then they left. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed it was gone.
Yeah.
I was so disturbed over this.
Yeah.
And Jim helped me. I was writing for the city newspaper then in their military section. And we went to a thrift store, and I bought 12 different pocketbooks. And wallets, men, women, bought them at the thrift store. And in some, I put like an old check register. We put money in some. And we went around, left them.
No notes or something in there, right?
Well, it had how to reach me, because this was before the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I heard from all 12 people outside of a bar, in McDonald's. I remember we did.
So it goes to show you that even though there's a lot of assholes out there, they're actually a small number. Most of your people are honest. The old proverb of the just takes a few apples to spoil a bunch. That's what's happening.
And karma is a bitch.
That's what we
hope. You know, it's funny. I just renewed my license, so I live somewhere else now. And my previous license was in that wallet. It was a little wristlet, if you will, just something you kind of put around your wrist, but it had everything that I used daily in it. And I'm like, you know, so if they do bring it back, they're going to go to my old house that I sold. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm just going to, you know, hey, hope for the best. Yeah. In this day and age, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me wherever. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. And if not, you know what? I'm still going to enjoy the rest of my weekend. And
it is indeed. It is indeed. You didn't lose a kidney or a lung. You lost something. You lost objects that can't be replaced. You're right.
Well, I'm so sorry
that happened.
Yeah, but hey, you know
that's
what?
That's okay.
It is what it is. She has a good attitude, and it is her time.
Yeah.
What would you like to know, discuss, talk about for your reading?
Well, there's just been some energies around me. And last time we spoke, we talked, I think, about we picked up on one of them romantically. It's just been a lot of energy, like the noise, if you will, when you kind of have to go back to yourself, do some self-care, drown out the noise of people around you, whether it's positive, negative, just kind of focus on yourself. That's where I'm at right now. So, I mean, anything you get for me, I'm open to hearing. But it's just after, you know, the events of yesterday, and this week was a pretty hectic week. I feel like I could use a little guidance on that.
Do you have a romantic interest in your life?
There has been one. Yeah, there has been one in my life for the past year and a half or so, but a lot of external interference and just too much at my age, you know, too much going on. So I think it's time to cut that out.
Are you speaking of that relationship?
I am. You know, it's sort of an unrequited type thing. I mean, we might just be at different places, or it might just be a manipulation on his part, you know, so that's something I'm working through.
All right, the cards are going down. So,
what? Where are you going, Jim?
I feel for her on the whole
losing
that's
okay. I remember the only time that happened to me where it was a real and just not misplaced was, God, I was 18 years old going to college.
And
I was an Air Force ROTC, and I was like, you go there, you'd change into your I was changing, and the wallet fell in the parking lot, apparently. And that I got that back like three months later, maybe 2-3 months. And it was hard. There was no internet back then. So it took me – I replaced every single – I had a new Social Security card and a license, new student ID. I knew everything. Somebody called me up and goes, hey, I found your wallet. Isn't that great? And I said, yeah, that's great. I appreciate you calling me, but I've already replaced everything. So if I had 2 student IDs, 2 Social Security cards, 2 drive, I'd do everything. And, you know,
listen,
and
it happened to me too. It happened to me the same thing. I went to become a flight attendant. I went on my interview in Houston with Continental Airlines, and I came back to Boston, and I didn't have a wallet to get out of the parking garage. I left it on the plane. It fell out.
Whoa,
and
no.
I knew, and somehow I got home. My gas light was on. I drove back to Rhode Island, and somebody in California found it and mailed it back.
Wow.
I'm being very optimistic, but yeah, I don't know. But just with all of the other energies I've been feeling, it's like my mind hasn't been in the right place, and I've been distracted. So for me, I'm more, you know, a little disappointed with myself.
I have a feeling it's going to show up. I don't know why, but my feeling is it's going to show up. Now, I definitely see somebody new for you in the love department. This relationship that, you know, this one that you mentioned to us, it's really kind of seen better days. And it's it appears to be on its way out. So this is preparing you for something brand new. And excuse me. Oh, I think this is going to be one of those serendipitous moments, Jim.
Oh, yeah, because it happened to be that.
I love that word, by the way. Serendipity. I love that.
Of course you do.
He doesn't, but...
In the movie. It's an old rom-com.
What movie?
Oh, the movie called Serendipity.
Well, that movie should be banned from
Cassiopeia.
That's terrible.
You're such a curmudgeon.
Not a curmudgeon, I just hate that word, and that movie should go with it. Death to that movie.
The new person for you is going to not date you, but court you. There's a courtship here. And it'll go wherever it is that you would like it to go. And I think this will be great for the new year. Okay? And the serendipity of it all is going to be, I feel that you're out socializing or you're doing something out in public and the two of you are going to just sort of intersect and it, as far as your path goes, and you're going to hit it off instantly and you will know that you know that you know. Very first time I saw my late husband, I instantly knew, and it was almost scary for feeling because it was so overwhelming. So, And did your, I got to ask you, going back to your wallet, did you have any money in there? Money?
It had a lot of money. It had a lot of money in there, and I wasn't able to get to the bank. I was about to go to the bank after it happened because the banks are closed today. And I had just closed out an account. I never keep that much cash on me, but I had gone from, I closed out an account at one credit union and was about to go to the next one, and there was about $900 in there.
Oh! You know what? There's a man out there that has picked this wallet up. Very honest man. And he's going to try to find you. So maybe where you used to live, I don't know, you might go talk to those folks and say
my mom,
it's dope.
Yeah.
My mom sent me a text today. She found the name of the person who lives at my old address. It's a multifamily, so I know the owners I sold it to. I don't know if they live there, but it was my childhood home, and that was on my license forever. So my mom actually sent me a man's name this afternoon, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Because, I mean, the odds of it even, you know, if it were to be returned there, I mean, I might, you know. So maybe I should follow up on
that. This guy is looking for you. And he doesn't want to take them, you know, to him it's stealing if he takes mm-hmm. the money, but he might really appreciate a reward when you catch up with him. Well, if it was me,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would, 90% of us would return that.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's
I don't
a lot. That's why I'm like, you know what, that's gone. Like, that's why I'm like, the cards are probably not going to get used.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would have some issues if it was $9 million. What are the odds of that?
I mean, $900 is $9 million to me right now.
$900 is a lot to me, too, but I'm saying in general, it's not like it would change a person's life. It would be great to have. It's not a life-changing money. You know, when you put a briefcase, somebody, hey, here's a briefcase. I just found $2 million in this briefcase. I would have that little, like in the cartoons, a little angel and the devil on the other shoulder having a debate. But I'd want to keep $2 million.
You'd bring it back. I know.
I think I can't. I don't know. That would be a tough one.
He won't even take an olive in the store. You know where they have that.
An olive isn't a life changer. $2 million can be. I would have to have an internal debate.
Yeah, but it would be.
And probably I'd have a little devil gym on one shoulder, the angel gym on the other, and I think the logic gym would say, you know what, dude, you dropped $2 million in your bank account, somebody's going to notice that shit anyway, so you might as well return it.
Well, I had fortunate experience where I was scammed over 3 years ago, and I mean, he took me big time, $85,000.
I'm going to cry because I had the same thing happen to me after I sold that house. I lost 50. Yep.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what.
So this is not to be the me too, but yes, I know I called for a reason, and I'm so sorry that happened to you, and I'm kind of baffled by that.
But I'll tell you what, I decided to look at it as I had grabbed a couple of friends. We went on like a Mediterranean cruise. We visited we went to Monte Carlo. We went to Milan, and we tried on expensive dresses, and we bought some. And I looked at it as that experience would be gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be I don't know how to put it, but you know what I mean? The money is
like
gone.
Like a once-in-a-lifetime trip, exactly. So to give you the backstory, like the house that I'm mentioning, like the address is on the license, not wallet, was my childhood home. My father passed away, and I inherited it. And I sold it a few years ago. I sold it a few years ago with my ex. We weren't, you know, seeing eye to eye, and we parted ways. And I had my PayPal account linked to my bank account. And before I could move some of the money, it got hacked.
It was hacked?
This is also being like not knowing what to do with that amount of money. It was like $250,000, but 50 of it was still sitting in an account that was linked to a PayPal account. And I didn't realize, like, you know, you just kind of don't know what to do with it, and I need to invest it or put it somewhere. Like, that's a lot of money to get, and that's also my father. That's my inheritance, you know, and never looked at it like I always live paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, to me, it was just like, oh, God, I don't know what to do with this. But then when it disappeared, I'm like, oh, my God, and I don't know how to fight this or how to find it, you know? Yeah.
I just want you to know that 2024 is going to turn out to be a golden year for you. For one thing, you don't hold on to money like, you know, it's your savior. And when it's gone, it's gone, and you will be.
You can't take it with you.
And it's like you're going to be rewarded for that. For that, you're not a hoarder, you know, and your cards are showing that, as I like to say, this time of year, we wrap up loose ends. And if there's any people you need to say adios to, because maybe they're just users or they're, you know, good time Charlies, that kind of thing. This is a good time to clean house. And then you go into the new year and you manifest as you get going into the new year, everything that you want. And I really think it's going to be an amazing new year for you. I do.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you letting me share that too. And you sharing that with me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Because I've been very upset by all of this, you know, and that was 6 months
You're
ago.
Not
and this
alone. Is, yeah. You are not alone. So, I feel for you. But there is a man out there trying to find you. Okay.
Okay.
And that's why I say, take that man's name that your mother got for you, and I would at least let them know.
Well, no, she found the name of the man who lives at my former address, like his name.
Yeah.
And in case that wallet was sent there or somebody brought it to that home, because if somebody found it, my license was in there, but it's an old address.
Yeah.
So, I was like, well, that's a long shot. But when you said that, that's what resonated with me. Because she just texted. I'm like, how did she find this? She must have Googled. I guess she was upset for me.
Imagine that you went to Atlantic City or Vegas or something like that, and the money's gone. You know,
absolutely.
It's like a little bedtime story to help you to feel better about it.
Money comes, money goes, and you can't take it with you. I'm not so concerned. It was just more like I don't have a license. You know, I have my new license. Thankfully, actually, it was in my mailbox, so I have ID. But, you know, it's just the task. Like, you know, he mentioned just replacing everything and then come to find out it shows up. Or I didn't really have a big gut instinct like something terrible happened. I just couldn't believe I was that distracted through all of the other energy that I'm dealing with that would happen, you know. So I was more disappointed in myself, now it's time to, you know, cut these people out of your life if they're not happy.
Let's share
with
Terry about, have you ever used a bow, and some archery with a bow and arrow, ever? No?
No, but there's a song that is called Bow and Arrow that matters to me in this situation, yes.
Okay, look, I did do a lot of archery in my past. The thing is, when you are using a bow and arrow, you're drawing that arrow back, and you're going to release it, and it's going to, you know, it's going to pummel forward, whatever words you want to use. What do you call that again? Kinetic energy?
Drawing it back is kinetic. Mm-hmm. You get it drawn all the way back to potential. When you release it, it's converted back to kinetic energy again.
And that is what happens. You've had these setbacks, but you're on the way to the new future. This is a big shift coming for you. It is truly a big shift. So I would be very positive about the new year. And if it's within higher powers realm as far as what he wants for you or she, that man, the man who has your wallet is going to find you. Okay?
I hope so. Thank you. All
right.
And I hope the other man finds me for love too.
Oh,
but I'll put myself out there a little bit more.
He's on the way. You might be out Christmas shopping or at the grocery store. You could just be out, you know, going to the bank like you were going to go. But he's going to step right in front of you, and you'll know. And then you have to call us and tell us.
I absolutely will. Now I have to ask, what was that song that he was just singing?
Looking for love in
all the wrong
places.
Exactly.
little
thank
urban
you,
cowboy. Who was that that sang that? I don't know, but anyway.
Gilly?
I don't know if that was Mickey Gilly sang
Mickey
it.
Mickey Gilly, I thought, sang
The bar was, his bar. Maybe it was. I don't fucking know.
Well, honey,
that's
you
a
take
great song.
Care. Give her
thank
a card
you guys so much.
No.
Wait, don't go.
Stand by. I was to play the hearts again. Your healing angel card is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Now, you take care, hon. Better day.
Thank
yes,
you
indeed,
so much.
Indeed.
I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh,
bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That makes sense.
Sweetheart.
That does make sense.
Now,
I wanted to tell
the rest
that is
of
who
you.
It was. Yeah.
The guy that scammed me was originally from Denmark.
These are things that you assume.
Well, that he said.
Well, somebody that scammed you says something. You have to 100% assume it's.
I did, and he was working in Dubai.
And all part of the thing.
I did so much research after this that I became practically an expert on scammers.
Now, the one thing
that really got me, though, is that he said my late husband had appeared to him in spirit, and he led this man to me. So I learned a big lesson, and it was expensive, but when you attend the University of Life, it's going to be expensive. So there you go.
All right, folks, we are going to move on. Keep on, keep on, because our caller list is building, And we shall go to area code 559, which the internet tells me is out in California.
We have a lady here from...
Hello there. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jimbo.
Oh.
This is Marissa.
This is who?
Hi there.
And you are again?
Marissa.
Oh, Marissa.
California.
Yeah,
yes.
You kind of cut out a little bit.
Yeah.
So okay. How are you?
Up and down. I recently got separated in July from the person that I love the most and dear to my heart, and he just fell out of love with me, and I'm really sad, and you know, it's been a while, but still I think it was anger. I had a lot of anger, and then you know, it kind of eased its way out of the anger, and I started, you know, getting on Bumble and Hinge and all these different dating websites and stuff, but it seems like I haven't found somebody that I could connect with, so I was wondering if you see anybody in my life coming towards me.
It hurts. I know it does, and it's like a death of a, you know, of a dream or a hope, a wish, and the thing is, you have to grieve, you know, until you have healed from that. And how long ago was that, hon?
In July.
Oh, so it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, 4 months now.
Okay. But you sound like you're getting ready to face a new future, and that's good. And you know what? It can. Well, I lost my train of thought. I was looking somewhere else. It'll come back. They're all boomerang and they come back. All right, here, I'm going to look at your cards right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cards are going down.
Oh, yeah.
California. I was busy, so I missed a lot of that night.
Do you ever hear from the ex?
Mm.
Yeah, we actually talked after, like a couple of days ago. I kind of admitted some stuff that was, in my part, you know, I thought that I contributed to our failed marriage. But, you know, it was mostly him, to tell you the truth, you know. But I said my part so I could just move forward, you know, and get it off of my chest.
So it's actual marriage.
Did he blame you for the breakdown of your marriage?
No, not at all. He says that he was holding me down, and he wants me to do the best in my life, and you know, he has a lot of issues that he has to work on himself, he says. But he says that he loved me as a person, but, you know, was not in love with me.
and that he was just, he just thought he was holding me down for in a lot of ways.
Well, okay, but it sort of reminds me of the old cliche. It was just in my mind. Oh, it's not you, it's me. Isn't that what everybody hears at time or another? Yeah, you're fine, but
And it just feels like it's just a cop out to me, you know, that he should have put, we should have put in more work and effort, and he didn't give me the chance, and you know, it was just like one day to the next, you know, he just dropped the bomb on me, like he's like, it's over, you know, I don't know if I could continue on, and it wasn't like progressive, you know, where he would. Where I knew, okay, well, maybe I should, we should do this or do that, you know, it was just all of a sudden kind of thing.
How long were you together, the two of you?
Since 4 years. 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you find yourself waiting for the other shoe to drop, like there was somebody else?
I really think that no is just, a lot of other internal stuff that he wants to get back. He wants to have a relationship with his dad, and he doesn't have that, and he feels a lot of loss and sadness in that, and he's just he was going through
a lot of stuff. You aren't going to believe this now, maybe, but he did you a huge favor. He really did.
Yeah, that's what he told. He in the kind of words he told me, you know, I I'm letting you go for a reason, you know, that you're going to progress and do better in your life and so forth. Yeah.
Well, that's very generous of him, and I'm not being sarcastic. I mean,
right.
It's
almost
weird.
It's almost weird.
It is. That's why I was looking to see if there was another female.
There is some kind of agenda for that guy to be cool and talk like that, or he was just totally over it. Maybe he was done. He could have been done with it a long time before the breakup, and that might be why.
He's opened you up to the real love of your life.
Which means it was over, but doesn't mean there was any hatred or animosity. He just seems like maybe it'd be over long before.
Tell you the truth, I think it was more, I was unhappy when before we, I met him in the military, and we met in basic training, and I fell in love with him, but he didn't see me that way. He just saw me as a nice girl. But then we got separated, and years and stuff like that. And I kind of told him, you know, I wasn't where I was at and stuff. And, you know, he's like, well, I'm not in a relationship now, you know, just, you know, you should come over. And it was more of like not a proposition or anything like that, but kind of in a way. But he told me that he loved me as a person. He asked me to marry him. I didn't pressure him to marry me or anything. I asked him to marry me. He's the one I was like, well, let's just get married. You know, we're living together and stuff like
what
that.
What branch were you, service were you in?
In the Army, just 3 years, though. I was a cook.
I hope you were a good one.
Well, hey, it's Veterans Day, so you are a veteran. And here, go ahead, Deb, talk.
To say that food in the Army is considered part of morale. And I was in the Army. I was in San Antonio and also in Fort Lost in the Woods in Missouri. And food, we lived for the food. I cried when they ran out of Twinkies, you know, when you go through the serving line.
Yeah, isn't half your food MREs?
And we're in the field.
Well, you're in the Army. You're in the Army.
I didn't bring a chow wagon out there.
You're not
too.
In the Air Force.
Right. So, well, good for you. And we thank you for your service.
Yeah, and Deb is Army, too, and I'm Navy.
Oh, right on. Woo-hoo, comrades here.
You got the gravy and I got the beans.
Deb was combat medic.
91 Bravo.
Yeah. Wow.
And you were
for your guys' service. I only did 3 years, you know, and I didn't go to war or anything like that. I just,
well, I didn't either.
You know, I just did my research and I was out.
Well, and you know, you guys were hellacious hours because in boot camp, we would rotate where we had to go work in the chow hall, serving and cleaning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There was one night we didn't get out of there after 2 in the morning.
I did that when I was in the Navy. I was waiting for my nuclear power school to start, so I had like a month. I said, "Oh, you can go." So a bunch of us went to the boot camp galley down there. So we had to get there at least a half hour before they showed up.
Oh God, yes.
And then we
early.
Had to stay a half. So we got there about 3:34 in the morning, and we didn't get out of it till after 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, and it
those
was
a long day.
You were cooked. Did you have to show up at like dark 30?
Yeah,
in the morning?
Got there. We got there before the cooks. We got there before the cooks. We partied with the cooks.
I thought when I went in as a cook because I wanted to be a chef supposedly, but not anymore. But I thought everything was gonna be frozen and like easy stuff, you know. And everything was made out of scratch, and we had equipment from the 1950s. Oh Lordy, it was nuts.
You know what though? The Navy calls them now culinary experts.
Whoa, that's culinary specialist.
The military is turning into a powder puff. It's all turning powder puff. You know, it's amazing. I feel bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, boot camp and even the AIT afterwards is a terrible committing to somebody for marriage, and you don't realize this till after, but the intensity of the relationship and the environment, you know, like I hooked up with a guy who, well, anyway, we won't get too far into that, but sneak away to hotels so I know what you're saying, and Jim does too.
What are you talking about?
He was kind of a slut in the Navy himself. So.
Guys aren't sluts, though.
Well,
it's what we do. We're not sluts.
Well, you're kind of going somewhere, saying because he was good looking, and all the girls were after him, and he's Dominican, and he had these big brown eyes with these long lashes and tall and very handsome. And so he had a lot of women after him. So I wasn't in his radar at all, and I kind of chased him down after, you know, years of him and having this desire of
well,
it was not only his looks, he's a kind, generous man, and he just gets tired easily of just, he doesn't believe in working things out. He just wants everything, you know, there and then, you know, without having to work towards it.
Well, and maybe he was too immature for what you were hoping to build with him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but you've got a whole new thing coming for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this ex of yours is actually going to experience quite a bit of jealousy when you are with this other man that's coming for you.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, he might beg you to come back, you know, because somebody who, I don't know how to exactly word it, but maybe you know what I mean, that when you let somebody go and then they're with somebody else, you start looking at them like, what didn't I see there? What was I missing? So be prepared for that. Be prepared.
Okay.
You also, like the lady before you, you've got a great new year ahead of you. And I hope you keep seeing us, because in the month of December, I traditionally do a month long from the 1st down to the 31st. I do a special show every day that we're on called Christmas Wishes, New Year's Dreams. And we have prizes. Yeah, prizes. Here's Jim.
Here's your, before we depart to the next caller, here's your healing card readings. Subject is anxiety. I'm not speaking, this is the angels. We surround you with the healing light of amethyst. take a deep breath and breathe in this beautiful violet light. Feel your anxiety melting away. There is nothing to fear. There is only love.
Oh, and go get yourself some amethyst. Go get it. And you can wear it as a necklace. You could put it, have a bracelet. You know, just make sure that it's authentic. You know, not the glass, colored glass.
Oh, yeah. With any gem. Crystals. With any gem. Yeah.
Stones
with any gem.
Stuff.
Crystals. Yep. Yeah. With anything.
Yeah. And you watch. That is really true, what he read to you. Okay? It's really
Thank
true.
Thank you, Debra.
So
all right.
Back
Thank
to, hey, we are battle buddies.
Yes. Thank you again, you guys, for everything you've done.
Ooh.
And other people with
the
work.
The Army, a bunch of dog faces.
Ground
pounding dog faces. Yep. Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right,
talking.
You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We should go to her.
Well, I mean, that is next. First of all, we have to give international shout-out to Sophia, who's in Sweden.
Well, hello, Miss Sophia.
She showed up. That's very late where she is.
Oh, I know, but she's a night owl. All these internationally seem to be night owls.
Except Rachel is an early bird.
Yes, yeah,
it's very, very early in Sunday morning. Well, it's about as early as it used to be, but it's early where she is. And she is in the wonderful months and days that are approaching the peak of their summer.
Summer. They do have topless beaches.
Down.
Maybe nude beaches down there. All I know is they do have some topless ones.
Well, I mean, you only know from people who told you. She will tell you the facts.
Yeah.
You've never been there, neither have I.
I saw it on JAG, though.
Oh, well, she saw it on a fictional show, so it is fact.
Well, they went down there for a case.
A fictional show.
And what's
for
her
a fictional
name?
Case.
The chick, the Catherine.
Catherine Bell.
Took her top off.
Because it's fiction. Fiction. That's all factual.
Well, it looked pretty real when they were photographed.
They probably do in Australia, but I'm just saying, just because you saw something on JAG. What was that, 20 years ago?
Well, yeah.
Well, not that that man. That just... We're just dating all these people. Because, you know, if you look at all these people now, they don't look the same they did 20 girls. Neither do any of us. But I'm just saying.
Well, Catherine Bell seems to keep getting more beautiful.
I haven't seen her. She doesn't even do anything, does she?
Yeah, she's been on some witch show. I forget the
name. So she really doesn't do anything. She's doing little bits and poopy parts then, really, right?
Well, it was a series.
Oh, there's a million series out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that they're worth a poop.
But anyway, it looked beautiful because they really went to... Australia, the land down under, but how do you feel, Rachel, about the movie Gods Must Be Crazy?
Why?
That is a cult film.
Why are you asking her that?
Of the Bushman who had to bring that Coke bottle to the end of the world.
She may never even know what you're talking about.
Oh,
it was an 80s American movie. Well, I guess it wasn't American. You could tell there was a lot of collaboration. It wasn't an American movie. It was, I think they promoted it here heavily.
Oh,
obviously
it wasn't
filmed here at all.
It was
no,
it was from there.
Yeah, it was the movie. They probably spent like $50 on that movie.
Oh, they were watching it yesterday. The way that talked.
That's not
that
Rachel
guy.
Who said that.
No, her son.
Oh.
Said, do that. How did you do it?
Yeah.
And when the Jeep went up the tree.
There's a whole bunch. It was a bunch. There's a whole lot of hilarious stuff. And I liked it because it was simple. You know, there wasn't a lot of like special effects and all that crazy stuff. I just loved the humor.
It was very good humor.
It was funny.
I think it was even
funny. And they had the narrator, right? There was a narrator.
Funnier
so it was
than Crocodile
cool.
Dundee.
I don't think. I they're different. I don't want to.
What did he say? He goes, that's not a knife.
This is a knife.
This is a knife.
And he goes, on the guy. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to move along. Let's bring her on. Put her on deck.
On deck. No, she's on deck. When you're on deck.
Yeah.
That's when you're getting ready to step into the batter's box. Now she's coming into the batter's box.
Oh,
she's been on deck forever.
Okay.
Or in the hole. The next one is the hole. It's when you're like, you're standing by the dugout getting ready to go on deck. You're like the next guy going on. Yeah. I don't want to get into baseball. All right, let's do this. All right. 520. Welcome.
Hey, better.
I
don't even know sports. Do they play golf in baseball? I have no idea.
What did you say? What was that question?
What did you say?
Do they use golf clubs instead of, I don't know what they use in baseball. Do they use golf clubs?
That would be a baseball bat.
I know nothing.
Dear God, have mercy on my soul.
Oh, well. You know, I knew it was going nowhere when I was dating this guy, and he says, you don't know any sports at all? Well, I knew that was
That's
the end
of the
That's
not that uncommon, though. He shouldn't be that shy. I get about a 50-50 out of women that I've known. Some of them know a little, some know nothing, some know everything. But it doesn't surprise me when a chick doesn't know one thing. That's not a deal.
No, and if
you've
never seen it, how do you
do I don't care. You don't have to. I don't think a couple has to have 100% the exact same interest top to bottom.
Oh, God, no.
What is a corked bat? Isn't that illegal? Yeah.
It's like, and they've put cork in the middle of the bat. It gets a little more bounce off of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Sammy Sosa got in trouble for that.
Sammy Sosa,
yeah. And I make fun of Harry Carey. He used to be the long-time Chicago Cubs announcer. But you put cork in the bat, and he's like, oh, that was my batting practice bat. I accidentally brought that out there. Yeah, right, buddy. He got in trouble. A little bit of trouble, nothing major. Anyway, back to Lee.
Well, okay, so this is the scoop on this. Since we talked, he's been at me, can't do enough for me, is calling me and showering me with lots of attention and wanting to do this and wanting to do that and get with me on this and come make sure you show this to me. And I've told him, you know, I'm really tired today. I even did? I was so mad at him after talking to you, Deb. I was so mad at him because of the reading. I'm thinking of all this future stuff that you were telling me. So I'm mad at him for future stuff that he doesn't even know. My psychic has told me. I said to him, don't you talk to me. And he was looking at me, and he kept talking. I said, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me at all. I was so mad at him. He wouldn't stop. He just kept calling and asking me and talking to me and getting up alongside of me. And so, anyway, well, here we go. Now, the question is, you made a comment, Deb, earlier, and you said he wanted to talk to me, but he was afraid that I would get angry. What was he wanting to talk to me about? Do you know? Can you remember?
I'll do the cards again because I don't remember. You know, a lot of times when doing the cards, when Spirit is giving me the information I give, I don't always remember it. So I know what we talked about yesterday and a little bit today is you are starting to resemble that girlfriend of his that he had back home, the Italian girl. Where
I know, but then you said after we were talking a while today, you said he wants to have a talk with you. I guess he's talked to some friends or whatever. He wants to have a talk with me, but he's afraid to talk to me for the talk because he's thinking I might get mad. I was just wondering what he had on his mind to talk to me about. Because today he was just every which way, you know, trying to get.
Every which way, but
loose. And he's supposed to call me in a little bit.
He's calling you?
Calling me in a little bit.
In a little bit.
He's making dinner.
Oh.
Mm. You guys seem to be like chefs. Somebody's always fucking making dinner.
No, he never.
I'm making dinner. He never makes dinner.
I always make dinner. And I said, I'm not making dinner. I don't want to have anything to do with it. All day I've been saying this.
Maggie's calling me at this very moment in time.
Oh, do you need to
I'm getting a call. No.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, you've made him scared of you because you're an emotional woman.
Is there any other kind? Like A Few Good Men? Remember that Jack Nicholson, Grave Danger? Is there any other kind? Yeah, is there any other kind of woman?
He knows that you are very high maintenance, okay? And don't you ever be ashamed or embarrassed of that. The best women are. You know, low maintenance women, it's like imagine a dog you can throw the meat to, and they're happy. They don't have to be treated well. You know, they don't get doors open for them. They're just low, what do you call it, low-hanging fruit, low-maintenance women.
It depends on the ambition of the person. If they're not ambitious and they just want to take a chick for a short ride, they're going to go for the low-hanging, or the fruit that's already on the ground getting bad, not even the low-hanging fruit. It's already fallen off the tree.
So it's
getting rotten.
And you are not, and you make him step up. What he wants to talk to you about is pertaining to the work that you two have discussed doing together. And the two of you, oh boy, I don't know if you're going to be ready, but it looks to me like he wants to talk about moving in with you in a new place.
That sounds like the most horrible ideas ever known to mankind.
We're not even on track right now. I wonder why he would do that.
She's saying that's what's going through his brain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean all the thoughts that are rational in that numbskull of his.
Absolutely. And I told you earlier last night is that he feels that you are withdrawing. Okay.
And so, but you
on the battlefield.
Said earlier that he wants to talk to me, but he's afraid I would get mad. He thinks I might get mad at that, because is he going to say he's planning on moving and that if I wanted to, I could go along and move with him? Is that what he's going to say?
Remember, I'm looking at somebody's thoughts, and he doesn't travel a normal, like, linear pattern. Yeah, you know, he's helter-skelter in his thoughts. But everything he goes to say to you, whether it's humorous, well, not everything, but mostly, you take offense to. You know, what did he do? He bowed to you with the flourish of his hat.
That was some weird thing a while ago.
And he said, fuck you.
She said, like,
you
made her fuck
right.
You asshole.
But you know what? He had stabbed me in the heart because I had called him the next day, and I had said sorry. He said, don't say sorry anymore. And he says, you need to do things different. And I said, don't lecture me. Then the following day, I said, I'd like to take you to breakfast or lunch to make up for whatever. I still didn't know. I still don't know why he got mad.
Why would you make up for something you don't feel you need to make up for?
I said I was going to move. Finally, I said I was going to move. And then he said, I can't commit to that at this time. So then I thought, okay, I'm really fucking pissed. And so when he did the flourish of the hat a few days later, I was still fucking pissed. And it was like, whatever. And that's what I said to him. I said, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, well.
Yeah, you say it better.
You are not easily impressed. See, if you were an entirely, like, 180 out different kind of woman, I think that he would really take a lot of advantage of you. But because you're not, you are a piece of work, you know? And he has moments. This guy's a moody SOB. You know that.
No.
So it's nothing really big. I don't see really an argument coming out of this, only that he'll be disappointed with you basically saying, whoa, you know, let's back this truck up here. No, we're not doing this right now.
What do you mean, like as far as moving together?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
I don't think it would be good for you.
Oh, I would think it would be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I think for us, it would be us entertainment value because the shit's just going to get worse. It'd be hilarious for us. It'd be bad for you guys. I mean,
will we move into a tiny house?
I would hope you move into a shoebox. That would just make it much more entertaining for the rest of us. Then, oh my goodness sake, goodness sakes alive.
How about a tiny house on wheels?
This could be that, too. Could Iggy live on a boat? Live on a boat.
And I could see you getting in the driver's seat as soon as he stepped out to do something, and you go,
Taking off or running him over.
I thought you were in the back. I'm sorry. I thought you were in the back. I could text him 3 days later. I'm sorry. I just discovered you were not there.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. I see that you're definitely going on a journey by yourself soon.
Yeah.
You know what? You're going to miss him. You are going to miss him when you go on that little trip by yourself.
Are you kidding me? I'm telling my sister.
It's just like somebody would miss having strep throat.
I said, once I finish the project, to use Germ's word, I'm going to go on to the ocean by myself. And I'll invite my sister. Really? I would miss him? Oh, my God.
You do vacillate, if you know what I mean.
Vacillate?
Vacillate.
Is that when somebody applies Vaseline? Is that
no.
the is that, is the art? I have Vaseline, and I shall vacillate myself. Is that what that is?
No, but I'm worked hard to become a good writer with a big vocabulary.
And I am not an English major, so that's why but I can make fun of that shit.
How about oscillate? Do you oscillate or do you vacillate?
I'm familiar with oscillation. That's a science term. I can relate to oscillating.
All right. So you have said to me, I am not going to share any more dinners with him. I'm not this and I'm not that. But you're going to have dinner with him in a couple hours.
No, not with him. He wanted to, and I said, no, I said, go. He kept pestering me. He's been pestering. He's hollering at the door. I can hear him right now. I'm not answering him. And I said, no, I'm too tired. I said, you make it yourself. And he kept pestering me. How do you make it? He says, oh, well, maybe I'll read the directions. And I thought, you know, I said, just divide it and give me half, and that's it. I'm good.
You have a neighbor hollering at your door.
Yes.
And that's fucking normal to you. That's normal. Oh, there's a guy outside my door hollering. No,
I have told him not to do that. I have told
That's easy. Call at my door again and I'll call the cops, Jack. That's very easy to spot that shit.
What's wrong? Okay. What's that?
Yeah. It's my throat.
Okay.
I was just gurgling.
Oh. We thought maybe you were choking to death.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, remember I told you when we talked, I said that I often check things out with a mental health worker that I know, professional, and I told you that he feels that once you actually do disconnect from this guy, he is going to become difficult for you.
Mm.
And I see bits of it in the cards where he's not going to be willing to let you go that easily. You know, at least not until he has a new supply. And right now, you're still the supply.
I'm not sure what his supply is.
Well, with a narcissistic person,
he might want to grow into a sausage factory. That might be his supply. I don't know.
And it's fair, he could go out with a vengeance to see other gay men.
It wouldn't be his first rodeo, would it?
No.
He's been down Harry Butt Lane before, so why wouldn't he go there again?
But there's no love there. It's simply a kink, you know? Yeah, he's just wheeling off a batch, as they say up in Minnesota. Minnesota.
I've never heard that, actually.
Yeah, wheeling off a back.
Never heard that up there.
Is that Brokeback Mountain?
We don't. No, it isn't. That's why I've never heard that.
No, it's just what you know men say. And you have so much heart that see, I have to be careful with you because we've been having you as a case study for over a year now. And in my work, I don't tell people what to do. Even if I see it, I can only suggest it. And then they take their own judgment and their own path.
Well, you don't have any authority to tell anybody what to do anyway.
Well, I don't, except that...
I mean, you could say, hey, you should dump this guy. It doesn't mean they have to listen to you. They don't have to listen to your ass. They have to listen to me and nobody.
Yeah, but I would lose them. They won't come back to finish the life coaching we're working on. Okay, mm-hmm. They won't come back.
That's why I would never be a life coach. I would say, are you fucking nuts? What are you doing messing around with this fucking gayboard fucker? I would just say, God damn it, get off your ass and dump this schmuck. And then I'd be out of the life coaching business because I would not ring. I wouldn't put sprinkles on any of my comments. Little rainbows and unicorns.
Well, this wouldn't be the field for you.
No, it wouldn't be because I'd be like, you know what? If you want to keep messing around with a fucking dumbass, then you get the dumbass and this that comes with it. If you live with a turd and you're pissed off at the smell, guess what you got to do? You got to get rid of the turd. Otherwise, quit bitching about the smell. That's all I got to say.
Well, Rachel, I want to respond to you. That was very lovely what you said. What we need to get is a very wealthy benefactor who will help us all meet with one another. I mean, I'll go on a worldwide trip, but I'm not going to the Middle East. Sorry, I'm not going there.
And the hell are you talking about?
She said she'd always come back. And so I wanted to say to Rachel, if we had somebody who could bankroll.
What does that mean, I'll always come back?
Because I said they won't come back.
What does that have to do with traveling to Australia?
She meant if I was counseling her, she would always keep coming back.
Well, but that could be through Zoom. It doesn't mean you have to travel to another continent.
Well, through Zoom, but why are we making an issue out of this?
I don't know, because you deviated from this reading.
I just wanted to respond to her.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Rachel, we need to find ourselves a business angel. They are always looking for money to invest their money in a enterprise that they can write off as a loss if they need to. They need tax deductions. Lisa?
Yeah, you might want to...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Remember, I have ADD.
No, we got to get her that T-shirt. I have ADD. That way, like Mom, like that show Mom.
Yeah, she's always telling everyone.
Oh, well, whatever I did is wrong, but it's okay because I have ADD.
Yeah, find us sugar super daddy. We need one. But for you, Lisa, you need to get your power back, and you will. You are starting to have such discernment about this man. That I think, and I've always said, you're going to be the one to walk. He will not leave you, but you're going to leave him. And when that day comes, I think you will feel a tremendous amount of relief. Maybe it'll take a new partner coming along. You know, men are notorious for lining somebody else up when they want to get out of something.
That's just smart.
Well, but that's also very...
Why would I sell my car and not have a new one ready to jump into? I get a car and then sell the car.
That's very codependent.
No, it's not. It's a nice place to park your penis. You got to have a vagina. That's all. I mean, you got to have one lined up. Well, what are you doing? You got to have something lined up for sex.
You know, when I have a lot of money someday, I'm going to buy you one of those really great dolls that they have.
No, don't want it.
That will talk.
Nope.
It can be programmed.
Don't want it. Don't want it.
All right. So, Lisa, for you, don't be worried about this talk. You know, it's too premature. Today he's all over you. But, you know, by Monday he could be turning his back because he's so inconsistent.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the other thing is we have this trip that I committed to on Tuesday. Do you think that trip is going to be positive?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. The two of you bounce back after a big disagreement. You really do. But boy, would that get tiring in a long-term relationship.
No, they haven't got tired yet.
No, they haven't. So, yeah, Jim's going to give you a card here in a minute.
I am indeed. I'm shuffling.
There are new prospects, like the mechanic. I hope that you will ask that man out.
She's not going to do it until she ends this.
Why don't you get permission from your friend, who is his boss?
Oh, I thought it was her brother.
No,
I think what she's going to tell me, it's going to be between us. She's going to say, you know, that's something that you both have to decide for yourself. You know how grown-ups talk.
Grown-ups. Yeah, I've talked to a grown-up or two. I have, yeah.
So, yeah, I think the mechanic is going to turn out to be terrific. You said you wanted a buddy. He'll be your buddy.
Yeah, somebody, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's in the offing for you. It's coming. That's Jim.
All right. Your healing angel card subject is compassion. Now, but don't get that wrong. When you show greater compassion towards yourself, the universe automatically responds by showing you a greater blessing. So a lot of people are worried about compassion to other people, but...
Yeah.
You got to show compassion towards yourself. You got to look out for number one.
Yeah, you really do.
In theory, you might be the only one looking out for yourself, so you definitely have to do it if nobody else is, just to be safe. And then the card says you will be rewarded with great things. The universe shall reward you. All right.
So,
for some reason, I got frog in my throat.
Well,
and it's pissing me off.
Spit it out.
There we go. Hey.
Spit it out. It's not yours.
It's really weird. I don't know where that even came from. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Choking on my own words, I guess. My fault.
Well, Lisa, you know, this whole thing is going to go the way it's supposed to go.
That's always the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but sometimes you might not like it. Sometimes you might. I'm not sure. I'm saying people in general.
I really think you're going to make some very good decisions for yourself. You know, and that's what's really important.
Look out for number one.
Yeah. So did you put her?
No, she's here with us now.
Yeah. Go Tuesday. You'll have a nice time. What is he making you tonight to eat?
They're not eating. Just
kebab.
Oh.
So what's he going to do? Leave it on your doorstep?
I said we'll divide it.
Yeah, because she said they're not eating together. She said they're not having dinner yet.
What kind is it? Lamb? Beef?
Chicken?
Chicken. Chicken.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
Shish kebabs are great.
Oh, they are.
Now, are they baked? How do you bake them?
Grill them?
He baked.
They don't have it. They're in apartments. They're not grilling.
No, that's true.
But they're better grilled, but you got to do what you got to do when you're in an apartment.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do with what you have at hand.
We're going to do a very, very bad thing tonight.
We are, but it's Saturday is sin night.
We are going to go to our favorite place for takeout.
Takeout.
And we're going to get...
Chinello's.
It's called an EBA pizza.
Everything but anchovies. And
like everything. And
a big giant cheese breadstick with jalapenos all over it.
Super hot jalapenos.
They're pretty decent. They're pretty decent, yes.
God, yeah.
This sin night. Night of sin.
So enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. You enjoy your kebabs.
Well, I'm glad I have permission to do that. I feel very criticized.
By us?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, by me.
By Jim.
Yeah.
I don't have a deck of cards, and I'm not a unicorn farting sparkles. I see people fucking up. I'm like, straighten that shit out, like the Marine Corps.
I think that shit out. Psychic stuff is good. But,
it's her.
You know, everybody, you know, I'm transparent, and I think, you know, some of these people are considering a sport. None of these people are sitting, I mean, everybody lives in a glass house.
Ignore that.
Well, Lisa, what other people? The ones that are on Facebook? They're just an audience.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, but sometimes sometimes we need somebody on the outside that doesn't have a heart investment to tell us things, because we're not going to think about it on ourselves because our judgment is clouded by our heart. So there's that angle too. Remember that.
I know.
I'm just saying.
And Jim and I are completely different.
It's not. I'm speaking from no, not that at all. I have no cards. I have no cards. I don't know what the hell's going on in the future. I have nothing. Nothing. She's the one with the future card thing. I'm just saying that kind of seems like it's not making me happy. I got to stop the unhappiness, but, you know.
Well, we are.
I'm not a woman, and I don't have cards.
Yeah,
that's
we are emotionally driven.
Totally different. Different universes. Yeah. Mars, Jupiter, whatever that fucking book was. Men, Mars, women, Jupiter, or whatever. Was it Venus or Mars? What was it?
Women are from Venus.
Two different planets.
From Mars.
Two different planets. So you're not going to get the same comments from
but
a guy in general.
Please,
in general.
Please, don't take it. Well, how can she not?
It's not personally. It's just like it's a total objective. I don't know you guys personally, but from what I see and hear, this shit needs to end because you're not happy.
And I think your fatigue is attached to the situation.
You're getting emotionally drained.
God, I know it is.
You're getting emotionally drained from this, and it's taking its toll on you. And that eventually will take a physical toll. You know, eventually it's going to affect you physically.
I know.
Boy.
It does. Emotions, the brain can, you know, that's why they say stress and all that stuff. It can be really hard on a person's body.
Yeah, and you feel just, like he said, drained, depleted.
Drained, depleted. It's like, and it's like, I don't have an emotional investment. I'm a guy, so I can talk like, fuck this. You watch football. Screw this. Do something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Well, and that's. Yeah, I know, I get it. You know, you just pack it in and pack it on and move on. I know.
And I don't have an emotional investment, so I can say that. I'm not there in the weeds.
Well, and here's the thing. Like you said, I am more up, how do you say it? Like more upfront or something, where I would have asked him, are we ever going to, you know, take this relationship to another level?
And it's not even the physical thing. You guys emotionally aren't at
the
level either.
The other thing is, you know, this is a phase in my life. You know, it was changed. And I've been living here a year. And, you know, not everyone gets married, engaged, or decides after a year being with somebody. But in my heart, I told you this earlier, Deb, I knew he's not the forever guy. You know, but it's a thing that keeps, I mean, it just keeps giving and giving all these little things, scenarios that keep coming up.
I guess. I mean, if you know he's not the forever guy, then you got to know that it's going to end.
It's a sport arena. You know, it's a sport. And it's an up and down.
It's going to end. If you already knew going into it, this is not the forever guy, that means there is an ending coming. You don't know when, but it's coming if you knew that. It's coming.
And he's done a lot of good things.
But we don't know who. Well, no, obviously. Yeah. I mean, she's not.
You were like a wounded bird.
She's not wearing cement shoes at the bottom of a river or anything.
He's nurtured her. He's brought her back to full strength. Time for the bird to fly.
He's not Satan or anything. No. I'm just saying. It's just, like she said, it's not the forever guy. It's not the right one.
When you meet the right one, you're going to fall like a ton of bricks.
People, when you look back on your life.
I'm not even looking for the right one. All I'm looking for is good friends is what I'm looking for. And, you know,
is. Men like benefits.
Yes, benefits are nice.
Unless they're in love with you and you're not giving them anything.
Yeah, well, that usually doesn't work that way.
Well, I've had a lot of male friends that, they would even say, I don't want to date you. I just want to marry you. And I'd be like,
doesn't even make any sense.
Well,
did they get struck on their head as a child? That doesn't even make sense, that statement.
Maybe I was just that magnificent.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't want to date you. I just want to marry you. What the fuck is that?
It meant that they were loving me.
Well, then you're not, because you'd want to date somebody too.
The prior caller said basically almost that. The dude said to her, let's just get married.
Well, she asked him.
Oh, the military couple?
The military couple.
The military, I didn't catch that either.
I thought he asked.
I didn't hear who asked who, so I will not.
She did, I heard it.
Okay.
And she, and
I didn't
they,
catch it.
They were, had been in boot camp. It's a stressful environment.
Yeah.
You're lonely.
Those typically don't succeed, those types of relationships.
No, they don't.
They are just, people are, they attach each other. They're mutual life preservers a lot of times, and it just doesn't last.
Yeah.
For them.
But I don't want to hold up your calls. I know you probably have a lot of calls.
Well, you're the end.
You're the, you are the fini, the finale, grand finale. So you're not holding up anything. And then there was silence.
Maybe I ought to take a vacation here. Come out to see us and we'll wash that man right out of your hair. You know what?
That was a commercial.
No, that was a movie. I'm going away.
That was in Pacific. That was in the Broadway play Pacific.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
Did you take that song and use it as a commercial?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Except they didn't say man. They said something else. They did turn that into a commercial. I remember that as a kid. I didn't know Broadway as a kid, but yeah.
Well, no, and it was also a movie.
They did say, they did say, I'm going to wash something on my hair. It was a 70s commercial for some shampoo. Imagine that.
Crab Life.
No, it was not that. That was another. It was not that.
And don't put toothpicks in the toilet because they can pole vault those crabs.
They can what?
Pole vault.
Oh,
jump.
The crabs can pole vault.
Yes.
The crabs.
They're jumping gazelles.
Oh, and regular head lice? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't like their head.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So they're fussy head lice.
When my sons were in various daycare or schools, like, I'd get a letter that would say, hey, we're infested, but my sons never got it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're right, they will. And crabs are horrible from what I've seen of them.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going down a dirt road here. We don't like talking about crabs and lice. I don't know what the hell this world's going to.
I don't either. But
crabs and lice. Oh, my God.
But Lisa, we love you and honor you.
We should be talking about vaginas. That's what we should be talking about. Not crabs and lice. Pleasant things. Beer.
They are not.
Scotch.
They don't.
Pleasant things. Not
pretty, Jim. They're not pretty. Why do you think they call it bumping?
Bumping uglies. Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, you think they're pretty? They look.
They're
like,
pretty fun to play with.
Like
bada bing, bada bing, bada bing.
Round up meat to me, but what do I know? All right, folks, we're going to have to. Well, first we'll say goodbye to Blog.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Lisa, hang in there. Hang in there.
That's all she can do. She's a hanger.
And if all else fails, make tater tot casserole.
Tater tot casserole is never bad.
If all else fails, yeah.
It's never bad, unless you fuck it up. But, you know, come on.
I don't think you can.
You can. You know
that.
Don't use cheapo anything.
Tater tot.
Don't use cheapo anything if you're going to make a tater tot casserole.
Yeah.
Oh, we have dogs that are beckoning us.
So put a song.
What would you like, Deb?
Well, you don't have much for a choice.
I have three choices. Why do you need 100?
I want Dire Straits back.
Whoa, what you want, what you get are two different things in life. Turn up.
Tonight, sweetheart, when it's time to go.